Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Tuesday, December 24th, 2019, Christmas Eve day. I'm ready for tomorrow. But today, I'm going to talk to everyone about this stupid impeachment thing. I've seen quite a few comments on it on my Twitter feed, as well as a few on Facebook. But at the end of the day, Trump's still your president. To all the liberals out there who think that this has changed anything, Trump is still your president. He will be your president unless it goes to the Senate and he's removed from office. He will be your president. So I just wanted to clear that up right out of the gate. But I'm dumbfounded as to this whole thing. I mean, you know, now it's Pelosi's saying, well, I'm not going to send it to the Senate unless I'm guaranteed this and that and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I want them to do my job for me because we didn't do a very complete investigation. They really didn't do an investigation, period. And from what I did see, I saw no evidence proving that Trump had committed any high crimes or misdemeanors. So, you know, they still impeach. And actually, they started the impeachment process basically before he was even sent in the office. So, with that being said, they've set a really bad precedent going forward. And I don't think most of the Democrat voters realize that. If they do, they're just stupid and they're ignoring it. But what they've now done is set the bar so low for impeachment that next time the Republicans gain control of the House and, you know, possibly the Senate, but at minimum, if they gain control of the House back, what's going to happen anytime a Democrat sits in that White House? Republicans are going to impeach him. And why not? You know, Democrats didn't like the Trump one. They've never gotten over it. What, almost 4 years later? Still haven't gotten over it. They're freaking sore losers and crybabies. Liberalism is a mental disorder, people. So, with that being said, why shouldn't Republicans call for impeachment of every single Democrat president going forward? I mean, Democrats basically say, hey, your vote doesn't count. Because, I mean, it's been proven the whole Russian collusion thing and all that, it was a hoax. And supposedly, and I remember this clearly because I thought it was odd that nothing was ever done about it, Russia hacked the Democratic DNC database. Guess what? Your boy, well, if you're a Democrat, your boy Barack Obama issued a stand down order. It was never investigated. Why? Because of whatever they were doing was going to benefit Hillary Clinton. It's that simple. Then, you know, the FBI gets politicized. You have this whole thing with John Brennan, with the CIA, with the FBI, the FISA scandal, and all that's coming out now. And like it or not, there will be people from the FBI going to prison. There may be even some, you know, congressmen going to prison. Who knows? I doubt the latter. But what people fail to realize with this whole thing, whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, he has peeled back the curtain. You're seeing what our government is capable of. So, if you want to ignore that and just continue to be a blind sheep and following like a sheep, go ahead and do it. But one of these days, whenever our government comes knocking on your door, telling you you have to turn over your guns, or you can no longer express yourself, whether you're Democrat or Republican, independent, whatever, libertarian. First Amendment, the Second Amendment goes, the First Amendment's eventually going to go. Just think, you want to go to church. Doesn't matter what religion you are. Love going to church. It's a good thing, right? What if you lose that freedom? What if the government starts taxing you so much that you can't, you're making 30, 40, 50, 60 plus thousand dollars a year, and you're only taking home not even half of that? What if they increase the taxes? And you see what they do. I mean, it's all about the lobbyists. It's not about you or I, you or me. It's the lobbyists. It's the lobbyists and it's the politicians. So this whole impeachment crap is nothing but that. And if it goes to the Senate, because it was a political impeachment, it wasn't a judicial impeachment, and it's the first one in history where there was no crimes mentioned in the articles of impeachment. As they started out with quid pro quo, they started out with bribery, and it fell apart on them. So now they have what? He's abusing power. Well, he invoked his presidential privilege by not testifying and, not allowing White House staff to testify. So did Bill Clinton. There was a lot of Republican investigations while Obama was in office. Guess what? Obama never testified for anything. And I'm seeing more and more as to how dirty he had his hands. So, like him or not like him, look at the bigger picture. What they have basically done is open a Pandora's box that they're not going to be able to close back and going forward. And I've already started because I'm sick and tired of it. I've already told my reps, get control of the House. Next Democrat president that comes in, I want him or her impeached. I don't care who they are. Don't. Because that's the only way that you can deal with the liberal is play their game. Get dirty. They're going to get dirty, you get dirty. It's the only way you can play. Get in the mud with them. You can't stand up and have clean hands. It's not going to work. Never has. And this is the first time in a very, very, very long time I've seen all the Republicans on the same stinking page. Usually I'm critical of them because they're not. You have people crossing party lines on ridiculous legislation, jumping on the bandwagon with the Democrats. No, we didn't elect you to do that. And neither do the Democrats, but you never see rarely see Democrats crossing party lines. But I'll tell you what, a couple of them voted no for that impeachment. And that ought to tell you something. And, being a claims adjuster, I know a little bit about facts and evidence. And I was also a criminal justice major. There was nothing in the impeachment hearings that warranted an impeachment. If there was, I guarantee some Republicans would have crossed and they would have voted for it. It did not happen. And Democrats even jumped ship and voted against it. A couple voted present, which was a no vote, but that's still not for impeachment. Then you have some who have switched parties. Like they're running as Republicans going forward. But I've seen, I mean, just so much ignorance. And people are still saying, well, there was quid pro quo. You want to see quid pro quo? Google Joe Biden. Look him up on YouTube. There's a BBC video. And in that video, he's talking to a reporter. And he's like, they brought that up because I guess, people were hearing things. Just there's noise being made. And they bring it up, and he's like, yeah, you're dang right. I told that SOB I'm coming over there with $1 billion in aid, and unless you fire the investigator investigating my son Hunter Biden, you're not getting $1 billion in aid. What's it going to be? And then he goes, an hour later, right before I, or a couple hours later, before I left, they called back and told me that they fired the investigator, got on the plane, and took him to aid. That is quid freaking pro quo right there. That's a perfect example of it. Bribery. You fire the investigator, or I'm not gonna give you this money. I mean, he's basically bribing because he's paying them to fire that investigator when he does give them the aid. Clinton Foundation, same thing, paid to play. There's more foreign donations in Clinton, to Clinton and Obama and whatnot back when Obama was running it. None of that's been exposed yet, but it's going to be. And so, at some point, the people on the left need to open their eyes and see. I mean, yeah, Trump's abrasive. Yeah, he was a jackass in the past. But guess what? He's not doing that now. He's abrasive, yeah. And he's going to be. Guess what? To me, Obama and Clinton were very freaking abrasive. Those were, as far as my 51 years of existence, those were the two most abrasive presidents. Obama's a downright freaking criminal. I mean, he did a lot of shady, shady stuff. No, we had no scandals during my presidency. Okay, yeah, right, Barack. Yeah, you keep believing that, buddy. You keep believing it because I can't count on both hands how many scandals there were. And we're still waiting for Hillary's emails to show up. So anyway, and then the two worst presidents I've ever seen in my life were Carter and Obama. I think Obama has Carter beat, but Carter was a joke. And Carter, personally, he may have been a nice guy, but president, he was a joke. And but I disagree with all of them, but guess what? I wasn't going out in the street and protesting and beating people up because they had a different viewpoint than me. I don't do that now. I didn't do it under Obama, and I was sick of Obama. He was the biggest hoax played on the American citizens ever. And I'm not the only one who says that, but it's just utterly ridiculous. And so, but yeah, I mean, and now back to the impeachment stuff. Nancy is refusing to send it to the Senate as of right now. So basically, what the House did, that's the equivalent of an indictment in a felony criminal case, right? Like, let's say a grand jury, whatever, issues an indictment on a criminal defendant. Okay, well, normally it's sent to the district attorney's office, whatnot, federal prosecutor, whatever the jurisdiction may be, and they pursue it before a judge. And then jury decides the outcome. The Senate is supposed to, be the trial court and jury, whatever. So basically, what Nancy's doing, they rushed this, came to a conclusion, decided there's enough evidence to impeach. I don't know what they're looking at. I didn't see it from my experience of looking at facts and evidence, everything else. And millions of others didn't see it either. But let's say, for the sake of argument, yeah, you got this stuff on him. So you want to get him in, you want him impeached. So you issue the articles of impeachment. Senate still has to go through their process and try it and do whatever they do and then come to a conclusion. Without a conclusion, you can't really say he's impeached. You could say, we issued impeachment articles, but there's no conclusion. And yes, and it doesn't matter what Trump says on TV, radio, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. At the end of the day, he has a right to invoke presidential privilege. Now, they can go to a court system and, make him produce witness, this witness or whatever, or this document, that document. But they refuse to do that. So this wasn't a judicial process. It was a political one. So since we're playing political, Republicans control the Senate, they have the exact same right to base this on a political process, which is we have more people in the Senate than you do, than the Democrats do. He's not going to get impeached, and the Senate is not going to come to the same conclusion that he should be impeached. He's not going to get removed. So anyone who thinks he is, you're dreaming, you're delusional, you need to have your mental wellness checked, because it's not going to happen. And like I said earlier, going forward, you just set a whole new standard for level of whatever that, we can do impeachment on. So what's fair now will be fair when Democrats have a president in office and the Republicans have control of the House. And what you didn't think of, Republicans could get control of the House and the Senate in the future with a Democrat in the White House, impeach him, push it through the Senate, concur, and remove. And Democrats are already saying if Trump was removed, they'd impeach Mike Pence. What the heck has Mike Pence done? Where's his crimes? So, this reminds me of the movie The Minority Report. It's just trying someone because of their thoughts. You can't do that. You can have mens rea, which is guilty mind. You can plan stuff out. You could actually plan out a crime in your brain and think about all this stuff, admit to it. Unless you've taken steps towards carrying it out, there ain't anything, there ain't a dang thing, anything anyone could do to you on the criminal side. If you're like, oh, I have these bad thoughts, and I'm afraid I'm gonna hurt someone, yeah, sure. But, someone says something about, oh, yeah, I'd like to shoot that guy. Or, not necessarily say it, but think it. And then that comes out. Okay, did they act on it? No. Did they take any steps to, like, plan it out? No. You're not guilty of any crime. It's just the way the law works. So, to all those on Twitter and Facebook and everything else that are whining and crying about President Trump, chill out watch, open your eyes, look behind the curtain, see what your party is doing, see what a lot of politicians are doing when it comes to lobbyists, and use that and get these people out of there. Push for term limits on the House and the Senate. Ask why someone goes into the Senate with so much wealth. They only make X amount a year, but then they come out, you know, with $50, $60 million when they weren't even near a million going in. And they don't get paid that much per year. Ask those questions. Push them to answer them. They don't answer them, get them out of there. You know, at the end of the day, whether you're a Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Republican, whatever, we're the one, everyone's getting screwed. It's, you know, the George Soroses, the Rothschilds, all these special interest lobby groups, which that ought to be banned, period. They're paying money to all these people. Rothschilds and Soros, you know, they're most of that, especially George Soros, that's going to the Democrats. You know, they're big on abortion, they're big on open borders, and, you know, what they're trying to do is stack the cards in their favor with the open borders and illegals coming in. I mean, in certain states, they're, you know, pushing for letting them get driver's licenses. So, and I said the other day on Twitter and Facebook, I was like, let them pass that law. And then when they show up to get driver's license, have ICE agents there, lock them up, get rid of them, get them out of the country if they're here illegally. And I don't care who an illegal is. I don't care if they come from Mexico, down south. I don't care if they're from the UK, Canadians, if you know, whatever. If you're not supposed to be here, you don't need to be here. If you come here on a visa, that visa expires, you need to go back if you don't renew it. You come here legally through the process and you're screened and vetted, I have no problem with that. I do think we need to watch our numbers because, you know, at some point, the U.S. is going to run out of resources to, you know, support all these people. And I do agree that if someone can't come here and get on their own, you know, stand on their own two feet, that, you know, we shouldn't be here. We shouldn't support them indefinitely on the welfare system. That's just ridiculous. We have a lot of our own people that need assistance, and they need to do a better job. They need to put an expiration date on all that. They need police welfare better. Or like I said, I see lots of people who have to be caregivers 24/7, single moms, whatever, you can't afford to live. I have no problem helping people on the welfare system. But you know, when you see people that are sitting at home riding it out, not even truly looking for jobs, and trying to get themselves off of it, then I have a problem with that. So anyway, but yeah, you know, those who, like I said, those who think Trump's going to be impeached, you're delusional. Those who think that going forward, the same thing won't happen to a Democrat president, you're delusional. Because the gloves are off, and conservatives, from what I've seen, are just they're mad to where they're not, you know, we'll get in the mud with you. We don't care. I'm the same way. I'm a conservative on most issues. Some issues I'm not. But I have no problem with Trump. You know, he says a lot of things that need to be said. And it's funny because a lot of people, they'll work for somebody that's got an abrasive personality. They're getting paid. They don't complain about it. But why are you complaining about it with Trump? You're trying to tell me my vote didn't count, along with millions of other Americans. All of a sudden, starting to whine about the Electoral College and all that. I've seen Democrat presidents get elected by the Electoral College, but it was okay then, right? So it's just like the whole impeachment thing. Trump didn't get a fair shake in the House. But guess what? I ain't crying about it. We'll see what happens. Number one, Nancy don't send it. He ain't getting impeached. She does send it, you know. Like I said, it's a political process. He's not going to get impeached. He's not going to get removed. But yet y'all have the audacity to cry and whine and be little babies about, we want a fair shake. We want a fair trial. Guess what? The trials are not supposed to be fair for you. And the Democrats in the House, or anybody in the House, period. Once it goes to the Senate, it's not supposed to be fair process for them. It's supposed to be fair to the president that's being accused of high crimes and misdemeanors, which Trump wouldn't. There's no high crimes and misdemeanors listed in the impeachment articles. And I've also seen arguments that the Senate doesn't even have to hear it. They don't want to. And that makes sense because, you know what, guess what? A grand jury can hand out an indictment and it could go before a judge and judge look at the basic facts of the case and dismiss it straight out. So, all I'm saying is there's a bunch of hypocrisy and intolerance on the left. I hate to see that, but, going forward, I'll deal with people that I'll give them what they give me. That's just the way it is. Because I'm sick and tired of it, just like millions of other conservatives and even non-conservatives. Democrat, I mean, I've had hundreds of people tell me they'll never vote Democrat again. And that's just like myself. Generally, where I live, there's not a lot of difference between Democrats and Republicans on the local level. Sometimes not even the state level or the county state level. But local level, judges, stuff like that. I'll vote Democrat if I feel they're good. Not anymore. Just because I've seen this whole process where Obama, and actually I think it also actually started with Clinton. They stacked the House on appointing federal judges. So that's why when Trump does certain things, they'll rush it to a certain federal district where they know the outcome in advance. And, that's why I say, I mean, 100 and something federal judges have been appointed. Trump's gotten two justices in the Supreme Court. I don't think Ruth will be around much longer. She just doesn't look well. Could be three if he gets reelected. You don't ever know what's going to happen. But there's a lot of people who are dissatisfied with their Democratic reps, and I don't blame them. And I'll never vote that way on a federal level, ever. I'll always vote Republican because an independent ain't going to win. And look at Bernie, who's supposedly an independent, and he's parroting the exact same garbage that the Democrats are pushing. So, and no thank you, not going to live in a socialist country. And honestly, I think people would take up arms. I think that would really be, maybe, I don't know, but this is just my opinion, but I think that may be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I think if the impeachment crap hadn't dropped on with Trump, I think that could be the tipping point too. I don't know. And then, you know, I've always felt like they predetermine the outcome of elections. I don't know. But if another Democrat gets elected in 2020, which I don't see, as Biden is a joke. He can't even keep his freaking thoughts together most of the time. Hillary ain't running yet, but even if she does, Trump beat her in 2016, I think he beat her again. I think people see through Elizabeth Warren. Bernie ain't gonna win, so I don't know who would. But if they did, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of questions. So, anyway, but just my thoughts on the topic. I wish people would be more civil in their discussions on social media. As you know, that's just like I said, there's still, people are still arguing, oh, there was quid pro quo, and there was, you know, this and that, and it's like, they dropped that stuff because it was too, they had no case. It's not even articles of impeachment. So, anyway, but I will check y'all later. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll see y'all, talk to y'all later next week.